Well, hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in today for this special service on July 4th, Sunday. So grateful that you've tuned in. If you're brand new with us, if this is the first time that you've tuned into Browns Bridge or the first time you've been a part of anything that our church has done in the community, I want to say a special welcome to you. My name's Adam. I'm the lead pastor, and we're really grateful you joined us. There's a number of different ways to get connected and plugged in at Browns Bridge, and you can find out all of that information on our website at brownsbridge.org. And today, during our few minutes together, before we get out on the lake or before we hang out with our friends and family, I want to share one thing. I want to share the quickest way that Americans can be more like Jesus. I say the quickest way because I know it's not the only way. I know there's a number of different ways that we can be more like Jesus, but what I'm going to talk about today, I think, is the quickest and maybe even the easiest way for all of us to become more like Jesus. And I say Americans, but the truth is this would work for anybody, regardless of where their citizenship lies, regardless of where they live, or regardless of what country you're tuning in from today. And if you're not a Christian, you may hear that and go, well, I'm not really concerned about becoming more like Jesus. But what I'm going to talk about today, what I'm going to talk about over the next few minutes would help you as well. A few weeks ago in our series that we went through in June, I talked about this idea that we've all gotten really good at being critical. And we've all experienced examples of other people being critical. And we've also experienced examples of ourselves being critical. We get really fired up about specific issues or situations going on in the world. But here's the thing about Jesus. When you look at his life in the New Testament, the gospel accounts of Jesus's life, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, this is really, really fascinating. Jesus was asked 183 questions in the New Testament. He only answered 3 of those questions directly. But instead, in response, he asked 307 questions. So Jesus was asked these questions. He only answered a few of them, but instead he lived his life as he interacted with other people asking questions. So the quickest way for you and I, the quickest way for Americans, the quickest way for really anybody on the face of the planet to become more like Jesus is to be curious. Be curious. Instead of being critical, be curious. Now, the thing that makes this challenging for us is that we're right. Isn't that right? I mean, we know that our perspective or our opinion is right on this issue or this situation. If you think about it, no one holds an opinion or a perspective that they think is wrong. I mean, no one says, hey, you know what? This is probably not right, but I'm really going to hold fast to this opinion. No, everyone thinks that what they believe is reasonable and logical. And everyone thinks what they believe and their perspective and their approach to a certain situation or issue is right. And so when we're right, it causes us to not be curious. It causes us to not be as open. It causes us to want to push our view or our perspective onto the other people. That's what being right does. But what's interesting about Jesus is, if you're a Jesus follower, Christians believe that Jesus was the rightest person that has ever walked the face of this planet. I mean, we believe that Jesus was God in a body, that he was with the Father, and that he became a human, and that as he lived his life, he was both God and man at the same time. John, the gospel writer who walked with Jesus, spent time with Jesus, the way he described it years later when he wrote his account of Jesus's life, he described Jesus as being full of grace and truth. He was full of grace and truth. All of the truth in the universe was embodied in the person of Jesus. So there has never been anyone who was more right than Jesus. There's never been anyone who had more truth than Jesus. Yet Jesus chose to be curious. That's the way he chose to interact with people. That's the way he chose to influence people, is through curiosity. And that, for us, should free us from our need to be right in a conversation or the need to have the final word in some sort of argument or discussion. If the person who had all the truth in the universe could, could, could lead and influence others without just dumping out all that truth on other people, if that person could lead through asking questions and through curiosity, then you and I, who have far less truth, far less knowledge, we don't have the corner of the market when it comes to truth. You and I should feel the freedom to do the same thing. So, on this July 4th holiday, I don't know what it's going to look like for you. I don't know if you'll be around family, if you'll be hanging out with friends today, if you have plans coming up these next few days. But my encouragement to you, my encouragement to myself, my encouragement to all of us would be to take that quickest way to become more like Jesus and be curious. Ask more questions and ask good questions. Just so you know, the question, like if you go to someone and you say, well, you know I'm right, don't you? That doesn't count as a question, okay? I know it's got a question mark at the end of it, but that's not going to count as a question. Ask good questions, curiosity-based questions, discovery-based questions. Don't feel the need to dump out your opinion, even as right as it seems to you. Ask questions. In fact, I would encourage you to do this. Just over the course of the next couple days, again, as you're interacting with family and friends, before you share your opinion on an issue, a topic, something that comes up with your family or friends, I want to encourage you to ask three questions. You got to ask three questions before you share your opinion on that issue. That'll help you practice curiosity. And as we become curious, and as we become more curious, we'll become more like Jesus. And if you're a follower of Jesus, that's what we're called to. That's what we're called to do, to live our lives in His direction, to shape our perspectives and our mind and our thought and our actions and decisions after our Savior. And if you're not a Christian and you're tuning in today, you should try this. You should see how it influences the conversations you have, the relationships you have, and the influence that you have. Ask more questions. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this weekend, for this holiday that we celebrate, for this country that we live in. Thank you for the freedoms that we experience in the United States of America. We know that it's not a perfect country, God, but there are so many things that we experience here that others don't get to experience around the world. And for today, we give thanks for that. And as we interact with family and friends today, over the weekend, over the next few days, God, would you help us just be more inquisitive? Would you help us ask questions and be curious of others around us and the other views around us? Because we know that in doing so, we will become more like your Son, Jesus. And that's our hope. And it's in His name that we pray. Amen.